This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Em and Warren on Joy Drive.
Now, Break the Binaries is a new exhibition from Science Gallery. It's at the University of Melbourne. It's described as part exhibition and part experiment. And it runs from February 18 through until June 18. And to find out what it's all about, we're joined by the Science Gallery Director, Dr. Ryan Jeffries. Ryan, welcome to Joy Drive.
To join you.
Now, Ryan, before we get into the exhibition, tell us a little bit about Science Gallery. What's it all about?
Absolutely. So Science Gallery at the University of Melbourne is all about inspiring young people. So we have a 15-plus audience, and we inspire young people through the collision of art and science and really want to explore big issues that matter to young people, and we do that through experimentation, and we love to then collaborate with artists, academics, scientists to come up with our exhibitions.
I love that, the fact of combining science with art rather than, you know, a lot of people view them as two separate things, don't they?
Exactly, and that's what we are all about, breaking down those discipline boundaries and then inspiring young people to think of different career paths, different ways of problem solving around some of the big issues that really matter.
Now, Ryan, Breaking the Binaries, it's been described, as I said in the intro, as part exhibition, part experiment. I'm absolutely intrigued. What's the exhibition about?
Well, it is about breaking down that binary of identity. Of course, we see that in gender. So it's very much an exhibition that's playful. It's kaleidoscopic, and it's real exploration of identity, genders, race, and sexuality. So a collision of all of those themes to really look at who we are, and how do we break down some of those kind of cultural constructs when it comes to identity.
Ryan, does the exhibition challenge us? Because I love an exhibition where you walk out and you think, that's got me thinking.
It does, and I'll give you a little teaser of what's in store with the exhibition, because it's a really fantastic experience for all of our shows. They're very experimental, they're very hands-on, and we work with a panel of young people to come up with what's within the exhibition, and then an academic expert group as well. So it covers everything really from gender bias of technology, which is a really big issue that we're seeing across the globe. It touches on First Nations perspectives of identity. And it includes detachable penis spiders.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hoping there's no arachnophobics listening in. But I'd love to share a little bit about that work, because it's an amazing one. It's a work by a young trans non-binary person, Laurie Pavlovich. It's a work called Bugs Against the Binary. So we've got live bugs within the show. And one of the bugs that will be within the gallery is what's called a detachable penis spider. And that is its common name.
Is it big? Really is it a big, scary spider?
It's small. No, they're quite small. They're quite cute, I think. They are orb web spiders, so they craft these beautiful orb webs.
Oh,
we've 3D printed a little dinner table and chairs, and the spiders were put in their enclosure today, and they're very happy. And they're called detachable penis spiders because of their interesting mating habits. And Laurie's idea is, how can we look at other creatures in terms of the broad spectrum of their own sexuality and gender, and reflect that on human culture as well? So these little spiders are notorious for being cannibalistic, and so the female is probably 5 times as big as the males. Mm-hmm. And when they mate, The males detach their penis, which is called a palp, and it's a way to kind of escape before the female would then cannibalize and eat the males after sex.
So the females would eat the male?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Absolutely.
So are the spiders going to be there when we go to see the exhibition? They won't eat each other beforehand?
Well, hopefully not. There's quite a few of them. So people, are encouraged to come and have a look. They are quite cute. Another work that I'd love to kind of share with listeners is Dylan Mooney's We Are All Heroes. And Dylan is a proud Yui, Torres Strait and South Sea Islander man from North Queensland, and his work is incredible. He's produced a series of heroic characters that really explore this intersection of queer, Black and First Nations identity. So how do we present different cultural presentations of...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.